And therefore, we want to tell you something about him, because ultimately, Christianity is about Christ. It's about him. There would be no Christianity without Christ. He is the very sum and the substance of Christianity. And he has come with a very vitally important mission and message. His mission is quite clear. He is here to seek and to save that which was lost. And in order to do that, he had to give up of himself. He had to lay down his life. And this is what the Bible tells us. This is the gospel story. How indeed Christ came from glory. He came in order to seek and to save that which was lost. And before you will ever appreciate or come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you must realize that before God you are guilty. Before God you are sinners. No one will seek a Savior. No one will seek the Lord Jesus Christ until they recognize that they are sinners in His sight. And this is something that we need to draw to your attention, because people are largely ignorant concerning Christ and concerning His claims. And the Lord Jesus has come to deal with man's greatest problem. Man has a problem. He has many problems. But the ultimate problem that man has that he cannot address himself is that of his sin. He is a sinner in the sight of God. What does it mean to be a sinner? Well, what it means is we have not kept God's law, or we have broken God's law. That's what it means. God has given us His law, the Ten Commandments. This law reflects the holiness of God Himself. And every one of us have broken this law. And because we have broken God's law, we are guilty in His sight. We are described as sinners in His sight. We realize that the law of the land may well say nothing against us. It cannot take us to task. We have not broken any of the laws of the land, and therefore we're not expecting any policeman or judge to come to our door. But we have to realize that there is another law. There's a higher law, and that's the law of God. And we have all broken that law. And it's vitally important that we grasp this reality. And if we don't grasp this, that we're sinners in the sight of God, then we will never appreciate the Savior. We'll never appreciate what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And Jesus came to deal with our great problem, the problem of our sin. How did He do that? He did that when He went to Calvary. He did that when He offered up Himself as a once-for-all perfect sacrifice. God punished Him in our room and in our place. Howard, are you going to speak?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Just hold on. The Apostle Paul says in the Bible, look it up for yourselves, this is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. That's the great mission and purpose of Jesus Christ. It was to save sinners. And in order to save sinners, He had to go to the cross at Calvary. And this afternoon, friends, we want to impress upon you that if you're ever going to go to heaven, if you're ever going to be right for eternity, you need to go to Jesus Christ, and He needs to save you. This is His unique office. This is what Christ alone can do. No one else can do it. Only Him. For there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave His life a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. And He Himself did say, I am the way and the truth and the life. no man cometh to the Father but by me. Therefore, friends, come, embrace the Lord Jesus, acknowledge that you're sinners in his sight, and take up this salvation that's freely offered to us in Christ Jesus the Lord. May the Lord bless his word to you this afternoon.